कौमार आचरित प्राज्ञ धर्मान भागवतानि दुर्लभं मानुषं जन्म तदपि अध्रुवं पार्थदं। टुडे आई कैन स्पीक बिफोर यू द कॉन्वर्सेशन ऑफ प्रह्लाद महाराज एंड हिज क्लास फेलोस। प्रह्लाद महाराज when he was grown up young man, he was a big emperor. But when he was a child, from the very beginning of his life, he was a great devotee. And his father was a great atheist. So, the child was taught about the Bhagavad Dharma, or Bhagavad Dharma means dealings with the personality of God. There are many kinds of dealings. So, when our dealings are with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is called Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad means from the word Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the person who has got all the six opulences in full. He is called Bhagavan, or God. In most scriptures of the world, there is idea of God, but actually there is no definition of God. But in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, because it is science of God, there is definition. What do you mean by God? The definition is that one person who has got six opulences in full, he is God. What are the six opulences? Aisharya. Aisharya means wealth. And samatra. Aisharya sa samatra. Complete wealth. Complete wealth means just like we are sitting here, say 25 or 50 men. Everyone has got some wealth in bank balance. But if someone of us can exceed the bank balance of every one of us, he is called Samagga. Now, try to understand what is the definition of God. Now there are many rich men, not only here in your country, in other countries also. So take the whole world as a whole, and if you scrutinize, he is the richest man. You hardly can't find one who is the richest of all. There is a competitor, another. But here the definition is the richest. Nobody can compete with the richest. Then, Vaisajyasa Samantrasya Bijasa. Bijasa means strength. You have got some strength, I have got some strength. But another man may be stronger than you and me. Another man stronger than he. So, nobody can say that I am the strongest. And nobody can say I am the richest. The Aisat Jasa Samat Jasa Bijasa Jasa Jasa means pain. Everyone, we are entering after, everyone of us, name, pain, love, puja, pratishtha. This materialistic life means we want some profit, and we want some fame, and we want some good name. If I see that my name is stamped in the history, I think, my life is successful. But what is this history? Your name means your body, your photo of this body. But as soon as you leave this body, what you will do with this name? You are going to another body, another name. So, Aishat-dastha, Samad-dastha, Bija-dastha. Bija-dastha means strength. So, one should have the complete power of riches, complete power of strength, complete faith, Aishat-dastha, Samad-dastha, Bija-dastha, Jasa-dastha, fear, and complete beauty. And Dhyana, complete knowledge, and Prayas, complete renouncement. If you can find out somebody that nobody is richer than him, nobody is more famous than him, nobody is stronger than him, nobody is wiser than him, nobody is more beautiful than him, and nobody is more renouncer than him, when these six opulences you will find without any comprehension, that is God. This is the definition of God. So, everything should be understood very distinctly. What do you mean by God? Not that a third-class man comes and he proclaims himself, I am God. This is our foolishness. Why shall I accept a third-class man as God? And at the present moment, everyone is very much anxious to become God. And cheaply. And today there are so many so-called Swamis, they are coming and they are preaching that you are God, I am God. Then who is God? Everyone is God. No, therefore you will find in the basic literature definition of God. Here is definition. Just apply this definition. If you find somebody that he is corroborated with the definition of God, then it's God. Otherwise it's a nonsense. God is not so cheap thing. You find out a person that nobody can be found richer than him, nobody can be found stronger than him, nobody can be found more famous than him, beautiful than him, or wiser than him, or renouncer than him. So, these analysis, this definition, analytical study of God is very nicely made by the sages, ancient sages of India, Bharatvarsha, and they have studied the qualification of the demigods, just like the sun god, the moon god, the heavenly God, this God, that God, there are so many. You are also God, I am also God, in this sense, that every one of us has got little big opulence. Everyone, you have got some wealth. It is not there, you have no wealth. But you cannot claim that you are the wealthiest. That is not possible. And you have got also some strength. You have got also some pain, you have got also some beauty, you have got some also wisdom, you have got also some renunciation, little less, because you are part and parcel of the Supreme. Therefore, all the qualities of God can be found in each and every living entity in minute point. So you can claim that you are also minute God, but you cannot claim that you are Supreme God. This is the definition of God. So, the science of God or our relationship with God and our dealings with God is called Bhagavad Dharma, occupation with God, dealings with God. That is what the Bhagavad Dharma means, how we can love. First of all, we have to understand what is God, what I am, what is my relationship with God. And as soon as the relationship is established, then there is dealings. And as soon as there is dealings, then there is some profit. There must be some profit. Just like a businessman, another businessman, they first of all make some connection. That you are supplier and receiver. Because a businessman, one businessman sells another businessman purchase. So you are purchaser and seller. So our agreement is made that I shall supply you, you shall purchase. This is called relationship. In every dealings, we must have first of all the relationship. Then when there is a relationship established, the next stage is to deal according to that relationship. And when the dealing is perfect, then we get the desired result. Either in business field or in other relationships, friend and friend, wife and husband, master and servant, father and son, you can accept any form of relationship, there must be a standard of dealing and there must be a result out of that. This is called Bhagavata. After you must know what is your position, you must know what is God, and you must know what is your relationship with God, then you must deal with God in that way. Then you get the desired result. This is perfection of life. It is called Bhagavata. So what is our relationship with God? As I have already explained, that the six opulences are there in God in full. And the same six opulences are in me, but in particle. Just like the ocean, water, it contains tons, millions of tons salt. Ocean water, salt. You take a drop of ocean water, you analyze, you find a grain of salt. The salt is there. Similarly, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, what is our relationship? Relationship is mama imamsa jiva bhuta jiva loke sanasana mana sakkani indriyani prasidhisthani karta. Krishna says that all the living entities, they are my part and parcel. But mana sakkani indriyani, due to their contaminated mind, they are struggling hard in this material nature. We are struggling very hard. As part and parcel, just like this hand is part and parcel of my body. So what is the real function of the hand? It must always remain attached with this body. Then it is a healthy condition. If the hand is cut off from this body. You may call that it is Swamiji's hair. You may call it. But it has no use. So long this hand is attached with my body, if there is some pain, I can spend thousands of dollars to release that pain. The same hand, when it is cut off from the body, if you trample with your leg my hand, I don't care for it. Similarly, we living entities, we are also part and parcel of God. But because we have separated ourselves, our relationship with God, therefore we are being trampled down by the materialistic laws. The material laws always pinching so many miseries. But we have become so full that we do not realize that this is a platform where simply miseries are being experienced. That is for Maya. We are always in misery. But if I ask you or you ask me, how are you? I will say, I am very nice. What is very nice? You are sitting here. The heat is so extensive that you are not feeling inconvenience. But if you ask me, sorry, how are you? I will say, it is very nice. This is karma. We are always under some tribulation. Always. Either now it is very hot, it is warm, and after few months, it will be too cold. So either you are in cold or you are in heat. These are miseries. If not heat and cold, it is all night atmosphere. Oh, there is something mental misery. There is no mental misery. Or there is some bodily misery. If there is no mental misery, bodily misery, or natural misery, then somebody must, at least there is mosquito misery, the body misery. So if you analyze your life, it is full of misery. Full of misery. Therefore, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, but because we have separated ourselves from God, because we are speaking of God, if very few people are interested, the Swamiji is speaking of God. God is there. This is nonsense. You are living, everyone is living, simply God has died. This philosophy is going on. Therefore, Bhagavad Dharma, one has to study from the very beginning of life. Otherwise, we shall learn this philosophy that God is dead. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumaro Acharit Pancha Dharman Bhagavatam. This occupation of dealings with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, should be learned from the very beginning of life. Just like one of our student son, Eric, he is always with his father, and he is learning Bhagavad Dharma. He is also bowing down, seeing his father and others. God brothers have his father. He is learning. We also learned in that way in our childhood. So from the very childhood, one should be taught what is Bhagavad Dharma. Otherwise, there will be unwanted population and the world will become a hell, just like at the present moment we practically experience. Everywhere there is discontentment. There is scarcity. Just like from India, we thought that when I go to America and other Western countries, I see that every man is very rich man and every man has got a very nice apartment and enjoying life. But actually, When I come here, I see there are many poor men, there are many miserable men here also. Only the proportionate is different, but the actual fact is the same, either in India, or in America, or in Canada, or in everywhere. The same thing. Proportion different. Therefore, if we want, Prahlad Maharaj says, that Kaumaro asarit prakva dharmana bhagavatani dullabhanga manasana janma tadapi adhruvam atadam. This Prahlad Maharaj learned this Bhagavad Dharma from Narad Muni, from the womb of his mother. When he was living within the womb of his mother like this, perhaps you have seen the child in the womb, at least you have seen in the photograph. So he was lying there within the womb of his mother, and Narad Muni instructed his mother about this Bhagavad Dharma, and his child, this Bhagavad Dharma is therefore without any impediment. Just like one child, 4 years old, he is associating with us. So he is also getting the same benefit as his father. It is so nice thing. It is not that because he is child, he is not getting any benefit. Simply by associating with the devotee, he is getting so much profit, incalculable. Incalculable. Bhagavad Dharma, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kumaranasare. It's not a very small child, but as soon as one is 4 or 5 years old, Kumara means from 5 years to 15 years. That is, that period of life is called Kumar. So, one should learn this Bhagavad Dharma from the beginning. Just like we send boys, children to schools for training. Similarly, the children should be sent for learning Bhagavad Dharma. Unfortunately, nobody is interested. Prahlad Maharaj also was in difficulty. His father was against him because he was teaching this Bhagavad Dharma, and the teachers were complaining to his father, sir, your son, we do not know how he has learned this Bhagavad Dharma. He is simply teaching. As soon as he gets some opportunity, he makes this education of God consciousness or Krishna consciousness to other children. So, what to do with your child? The father asks, where you have learned this? Tell me. Those topics will come later on. Now here, Prahlad Maharaj, as soon as he saw some opportunity that the teacher is out of the class, he would call all the boys, my dear friend, this Bhagavad Dharma, this understand God consciousness, or Krishna consciousness, should be learned from the very beginning of life. Why? Let us say, why Bhagavad Dharma now? Alright, if there is Krishna consciousness movement, when we shall get older, or when the time of death will be nearing, so we can study at that time Bhagavad Dharma. But Prahlad Maharaj says, no, Kumar. Why Kumaran? Dullabhanga manasanga. You are calculating that when you get old, at that time you shall try to understand what is Krishna consciousness. But what is the guarantee that you are not already old enough? Who can say, the next moment, I can die? Old age means nearing death. But there is no such guarantee that one shall die at 8 years old or 100 years old. It can take place at any moment. Therefore, the sane man will understand that we are always old enough. Because there is no guarantee. Dullava. And this manasana janma, this human form of life, is called dullava. Dullava means very rarely after many, many evolutionary processes. And then you take the anthropologist theory, how human body has developed, or you take from Vedic literature, but the difference is that the anthropologists, they say there is no soul, the organic matter is developing in different ways, but Vedic literature says it is not the organic matter, but it is the soul. The soul is a person, is individual, and he is transforming different types of body from one body to another, not migrating. This we have explained several times. Just we are experiencing this child who is playing. He is now, he has got a small body. Similarly, when he will get a body like his father, he has to change so many bodies. So the bodies will change, but he, the soul, will remain the same. And now at the childhood, or in the womb of his mother, or when the body is just like his father, or when the body is just like his grandfather, the same soul will continue. So therefore, soul is permanent and the body is changed. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Antavattu ime deha nitya sokta sharirina. This body is temporary. Temporary. Either this childhood body, or boyhood body, or youthhood body, or mature body, or old body, they are all temporary. Every moment, every second we are changed. But the soul within the body, that is permanent. So, this body, Prahlada Maharaj says, dullavam manasam janma. Now, after many, many births, that is, perhaps you do not know, there are 9 million types of aquatic animals. So you have to pass through all these 9 million. Jalajanamalakkhani sthavara lakkavinsati. And lakkavinsati, 200,000. I'm sorry, not 9 million, 900,000. And then 2 million species of plant life, vegetable life, we have to pass through. Jalajanamalakkhani sthavara lakkavinsati kirimayavurudrasam. And 1,100,000 of species of worms and reptiles. Sthavara lakkavinsati kirimayavurudrasam bakshinam dasalakkhatam. And there are 1,000,000 of species of the birds. So similarly, there are 3 million types of four-legged animals. And the human species of man are only 400,000 species or types, as you say. In this way, the total is 8,400,000 of types of body, and we have to pass through by transmigration from one body to another. Now, we have got this civilized form of body. Prahlada Maharaj says that it is very rare opportunity. We should not misuse this body just like other animals. Then, it will be our foolishness. Dullavam manasam janma. Tadogi adhruvam. Well, when we have got this human form of body, then we shall live more than the cats and dogs? No. Adhruvam, Adhruva means this body also will not exist. Adhruva, it is not eternal. The soul is eternal, but the body is not eternal. But although it is not eternal, the distinction between this body and the animal body is that although it will not exist, as the dog's body will not exist, or the cat's body will not exist, or the bird's body will not exist, similarly, this body also will not exist as the fact. But arthadam, but if you like, you can attain the highest perfection of life in this body. That is the opposite. Therefore, from the very beginning, a child should be given opportunity how to make his life perfect. That is basic civilization. Srimad Bhagavat says that one should not become a father, one should not become a mother, one should not become a spiritual master, one should not become a guardian, one should not become a husband. In this way, they have given a long list. Who is that one? One who cannot give his dependent relief from death. Samupritamastu. Ramojayadja samupritamastu. Anyone who cannot make free his dependent. What is that freedom? Freedom from the cycle of birth and death. He should not become a father or mother, spiritual master like that. Srimad Maharaj is also instructed in this way, that this human body should be utilized fully for understanding our real position, our relationship with God, and our transaction and dealing on the basis of our relationship with God, and what is the real goal of life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that the real goal of life is prema pumarsa maha, prema, to attain love. Now, of course, in this material world, so many things are going on in the name of love, but actually, there is no love. There are lusts, but going on in trade in the name of love. Love is possible only with Krishna or God. Prema pumarsa maha. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not any other dharmātva kāma moksha. Generally people understand eating, sleeping, and making and fearing, that is the lowest grade of life. A little higher grade of life, they try to understand about some religious principle, and they are generally become religious for some gain, some material gain. Just like in the churches or in the temples they go, they ask some benefit from God. So God, give us our daily bread. Or somebody goes to temple, has some benefit. So dharma artha, kama, why they ask some benefit? And just to satisfy their senses. That's all. They are no other end. Dharma artha, kama, and moksha. And when they are dissatisfied or frustrated in sense gratification, then moksha, they want to become one with God. So dharma artha, kama, moksha. These are the general demands. The lower class of men, they are simply demands of the body. Something eating, something sleeping, defending and making. And the higher class, little elevated, they are after religiosity and some material gain and sense gratification or utmost to become one with the Supreme. But they have no other ideas. killer. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, above that, there is another thing. That is prema, to love God. That is content. So Krishna consciousness is the topmost knowledge how to love God and thereby enjoy life. Because we want to love. Unfortunately, the other day I was instructing my students that you just get yourself married. Now, they're confused. Somebody says, where to get a nice girl, you see? Everyone wants to love. But frustration. The girl will say, where is the nice boy? So, this tendency of love is there in everywhere, either in animal or in man. But the lovable object is missing. Missing. That is Krishna. If you try to love Krishna, then your life will be fulfilled. Oh, here is the prema mahatmaha. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be most magnificent personality. Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya. Oh, Rupa Goswami is offering him his obeisances. My dear Lord, you are the most magnificent personality. Why? Krishna Prema Pradaya. You are giving, distributing love of God, love of Krishna. Krishna Prema Pradaya. So, we want to love somebody, that we are being frustrated. But if you try to love Krishna, either as master, or as friend, or as the supreme, or as son, or as husband, or lover, there are so many relationships. Just try to establish, find out what is the relationship with Krishna. And this science is being taught in the matter of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Any questions? Yes. Every relationship, just like us, giving an example, business relationship. So if you want to establish some business relationship, there must be a broker. You see? If you want to establish relationship with some girl, there must be a negotiator. Of course, in your country, it is very free. In India, it is no, there is no free love. There is a negotiation, either privately or through the parents. So, in every transaction, there is a negotiator. So, spiritual master is the negotiator. He's the broker. Of course, without any brokerage. But, he is supposed to be the broker of the transparent medium. Sai Guru Maharaj used to say, the transparent medium, by me, just like my eyes are not very perfect, so I am using this transparent vanity to see. Similarly, because we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna and God, so we have to see through the transparent vanity of spiritual mind. Otherwise, it is very difficult. That is the process. That is the process. Therefore, Bhagavad, Vedic literature gives you Indian sense. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigacche. Tadvijnanartham, tat means spiritual or transcendent. If you want to understand about transcendental science, then tadvijnanartham, in order to understand the transcendental science. So, Guru Meva, Eva, Gurum, when it's spirit and master, Eva. Eva means must. And Godhead. Godhead also it is used in the oblique, imperative, must. And who is the Guru? Who is the spiritual master? That is also defined there. Otherwise, he will be puzzled where to go. All right, I am ready to go to a spiritual master to understand the transcendental science. But who is a Guru? Everyone will be ready. I am your Guru, I am your spiritual. So, there are facts. What is that? Shrutriyam. Shrutriyam means one who has perfectly heard the signs of God from authoritative sources in decisive succession. That is the quality. Shrutriyam and Brahmanistam means not that simply he has heard, but the reality is that he is firmly fixed up in God consciousness. These two qualities, you have to find out that whether this man is coming from decisive succession, Shrutriyam. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, evam parampara prāptam, by this disciplic succession, this kind of Bhagavad Gita was learned. So you have to approach the spiritual master who is coming down from the disciplic succession. Then he is one of them. Not only he may be coming, but if he has not understood, then simply accepting will not do. Then the next symptom is Shrutriyam Brahmanistam. Brahmanistam means he is firmly fixed up. Nobody can deviate from his point of study. These are the general. There are many other definitions and different and the disciple also, he must have also qualification to approach the spiritual master. It is not that because you have got a qualified spiritual master, therefore you will be benefited. You must be also qualified. What is that qualification? What is the disciple qualification? That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatmād guruṁ prapatteta jikyāsu sreya uttamam. Sreya uttamam. Everyone is engaged for some temporary benefit. Everyone in this world will find everyone is very easy. When he says, please come to our temple, I said, I'm very busy. What is his business? The business is eating, sleeping and making, that's all. His business. Nidra asyate naptam babayana sabha. Divatati haya rajan kutumma bharanina. What is the engagement? At night speaking, hard sex, indulgence, and at daytime, where is money? And if there is money, then how, what to purchase these things? Go to the store, go to the shop, pay. So, that sort of inquiry, engagement, is not a qualification for understanding spiritual science. One should be inquisitive, jiggyasu, sreya uttam. One should be inquisitive to understand what is the highest benefit of life. But that is the beginning of Vedanta Sutra, apart from Brahma Jiggyasa. And the highest benefit of life is to understand the spiritual science of the Supreme Spirit, Tathagata Brahma, Brahma Jnana. So, before establishing our relationship with God, we have to establish our relationship with the negotiator. If that relationship is firm and secure, then your realization of God is secure and firm. There is no doubt about it. If fortunately one gets the bona fide spiritual master, and if we follow these instructions rigidly, then God realization is guaranteed. There is no doubt about it. Yes. Yes. Krishna is always with you. When you are anxious for Krishna or God, then Krishna will give you direction that you please go to that person who is my representative. So Krishna will help you from within and without. Therefore, spiritual master is supposed to be Krishna's representative from without. And Krishna is sitting within yourself. So Krishna is ready to help you from within and without, provided you are anxious to get that help. Yes.
And as the student is anxious to learn, the spiritual master...
Certainly, unless he is anxious to learn, what is the use of going to spiritual master? There is no need, that I already said. Jigyasu Sevatam, one must be very inquisitive. But inquisitive about what? For the supreme benefit. He should be inquisitive to learn the supreme. Then he has the necessity of searching out or approaching his spiritual master. If he, there is no such a demand, then there is no necessity of going to a spiritual master or accepting a spiritual master. A spiritual master should not be accepted as a matter of phobia, just like to keep some pet dog or cat. Similarly, if you want to keep one spiritual master, there is no profit. You see? You must be qualified to inquisitive to understand the spiritual science, and the spiritual master should be also qualified to answer your inquisitive. Then the relationship is nice. Not one head. Yes.
When you spoke about separation from God, you also think about the fact that our consciousness is imperfect because it's contaminated by matter.
Yes.
What keeps the separate from God after death when it is separated from matter?
Just like a boy. His father is a very rich man, but he has left his home. So, he is separated. The same boy, when he comes to his senses, oh, my father is so rich, and I am simply suffering for want of money, let me go back to my father. And the father is always anxious to receive the boy. If he goes back to his father, father says, yes, my dear boy, please come, I was so much anxious. So this separation means the father and the son relationship cannot be separated. But the son's rebellion to the father is separated. Similarly, our relationship with God cannot be separated. God is supplying us everything. Although we think there is no God, God is dead, and all nonsense we may say. But it is due to God's grace that we are eating dead. That's a fact. Either you say, God give us our daily bread, or you don't say, God is anxious to supply you bread. He's so kind, because you are his son. The separation means from the son's side. He thinks that God is dead, or God, there is no God, but he is so full that he does not see that if there is no God, then how he is eating, how he is sleeping, how he is making, how he is living. It is very common sense. Yes?
Exactly, when you talk about God or soul living as separate from matter, because there is no process.
Process? What do you mean by process?
I mean, when we say a person is living, we...
You are living because you are soul. You are there within your body. You say it is your body. I say your body. You say my body. Or you say my body. So, the body is not yourself. Therefore, you are separate from the body. That's like it is your heart, it is your core. So you are not the core, you are not the heart. This is the preliminary understanding of transcendental self. The most miserable condition of materialistic mind is that they are identifying with this body. That is the most miserable condition of imperfectness or ignorance. But your question is answered. Not, if not, you may clear it. Try to understand.
No, I was just wondering, well,
someone else
says God is dead. What? What is meant by saying God is dead for you?
You don't say. There are persons who say
it
like that.
What is meant when they...
That means they are dead. God is never dead, neither you are dead. But foolishly you say that God is dead. Because you do not know what is God. You do not know what I am. Therefore you say. Therefore, Purulana Maharaj says that one must learn this hand from the beginning of life. Otherwise, this foolishness will continue. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eka bhunang vidadati kaman. These are Vedic mantra. That there is one supreme eternal amongst millions and trillions and innumerable eternal. So we are innumerable eternal. Tulanam. You, me and so many other living entities, 8,400,000 species of living entities. They are Purulanam. Vedic mantra says, eka bhunam vidadati kamam. That is singular number, eternal. Eka is supplying all the necessities of this singular number. And that is the prayer. You go to your church, why do you ask God, give us our daily bread? You are getting your bread. And then why you are saying that God is dead? Back home you are getting bread. This is foolishness. They are praying in the church. Not only church, in mosque and every temple everywhere. They are getting the things. And still they say, God is dead. Suppose you are asking me something and you are getting the same thing, the plan. How you can say that I am dead? That see the foolishness. So these are the statements of rascals and fools. They are not saints. That is, don't think that I am using this strong words. No, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Namana duskitana mulha parvadante naradhava. These terms are used when that person duskritana, miscreants, mūḍha, rascals. Namāṁ duskritanam mūḍha, prapadante, surrenders, narādhava, lowest of the mankind. Why does it say mankind? Because mankind is supposed to know God, not the animal kind. Any man who does not understand what is God is lowest of the mankind. Narabhama. Nara means man. and Bhagavan is light. Then somebody may say, everyone is not Atma, light of the mankind. There are so many graduates, so many BSc, MSc, and they are all Atma. That was said. Then Bhagavad Gita said, yes. And why? They have passed their so many degrees, examination, and they are light of the mankind. Maya Vrita Jnana. Because under the influence of Maya, all their knowledge has been taken up. They may profess to be very learned man, but they are not learned. Their knowledge is already taken up. Maya Vrita Jnana. Asri Bhava Masrita. Why Maya has taken their knowledge? Because they are Asuras against God. Very lame of God will tread on them. They think this is all the philosophy. Now, very hard, it is science, it is this or that. The Maya is a jhana. Lost of all knowledge by the influence of Maya. These are descendants of Islam. Bhagavad Gita. They are very much proud of reading Bhagavad Gita, but they do not know what is Bhagavad Gita teaching. But if you ask, I am reading Bhagavad Gita daily. What do you know about it? God is there. This is going on. Yes. No. No, Mura means ass. Mura means ass. No, no. This ass is the first class symbol of ignorance. Yes. No, why not? Mura means ass. Mura means ass. Do you mean to say ass is very laudable animal? Why ass? Ass is loaded with so much bundles of cloth, but none of the cloth belongs to him. Similarly, a ass means he is loaded with so many books, but he does not understand the real relationship with God. Therefore, he is ass. Loaded with books only. You have seen in India, the waterman loads the ass with bundles of cloth, but none of the cloth belongs to him. Basically, part of the beast. So similarly, the modern education, they're simply loaded with books, but they have no preliminary knowledge that he is part and parcel of God. Therefore, he is ass compared with this ass. He is simply loaded. That's all. We should compare in this way. And this Mura, exactly, if you see Sanskrit dictionary, Mura means the ass. And ignorance means animal. What is the difference between man and animal? Animal is ignorant. Now you have seen that one animal is being slaughtered, another animal is standing and eating grass. He does not know the next dance is mine. This is animalism. Ignorance. But had it been a case on the man, this is next one. Let me go away from this place. At least he'll try, he'll cry, make protest. But there is no protest. Because it is animal. That is the distinction between man and animal. Animal has no knowledge what he is, what is his position in this world. That is animal. This is one father. When father gives you a good plan, that is love. That is not enmity. That is love. Yes. That is also another foolish prayer. Oh, Father is loving my enemy. That is another one. You should know the Father cannot be enemy. He is always my friend. That is knowledge. Yes. Huh? Yes. He was enemy. Because he was wrongly chastising. Because Prahlad Maharaj was full the concept of Krishna. And he was protesting that, who is Krishna? There is no Krishna. There is no God. Such Maharaj is enemy. Therefore, when the father was killed by Nisimha Dev, he did not protest. He could have said, my Lord, suppose he says in the class, not to protect his body, but to protect his soul.